Here we go again. Yeah. Groundhog Day, 6:08 is your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Morning, Greg.
Good morning.
Can you believe here we are again?
I know.
Time it is Hurricane Milton, and yes, Milton's already a hurricane. In fact, latest advisory, have sustained winds of 100 miles an hour already.
Damn.
It's moving east-southeast at approximately 8 miles an hour. We're looking at landfall somewhere on the Florida West Coast. Could be anywhere from Panama, let's say Steinhatchee to Naples.
Yeah, because right? You don't know.
You don't know. Well, it'll wobble a little bit. We'll get a better fix on it. But the bottom line is, this storm's not going to be as big across as Helene was, but it's so big.
Yeah.
It's like, it's not going to be 420 miles across or whatever. It's going to be like 350.
Oh, is that all?
Something like that. Yeah, it's still
big.
A major hurricane, still big. And the closer you are to the eye wall, obviously, unbelievable.
Uh-huh.
And the kind of devastation. Yes, they're predicting another big surge type thing. I don't think you're going to have to twist a lot of arms and beg people to leave if they live near the coast.
No.
I just have that feeling that they kind of got the message now. And yes, it you can over-prepare, and all you have to do is say, well, that's good. That was easy peasy. Or you can under-prepare and say, blah, 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 blah,
yeah,
blah. And that's not good. And I'm not at all. But you can't make anything funny out of Helene. And we're still finding bodies and cleaning up debris, for crying out loud. And here we have another major hurricane barreling down in very similar fashion. It is,
I mean, the good news, at least for the folks farther north of us, is this one's not going to be going their way. But for everybody on our Gulf Coast, that's just not fun at all.
And you know how the surge, the surge can be many miles away from the center of the hurricane. And there's no telling, really. I guess there's some cooler, drier air that's going to be filtering down from the north.
Right.
And that is going to have an impact on it, probably pushing it a little bit south.
Right.
If it doesn't, and it goes up a little bit north, then they say it should lose some of more of its power than they estimate. This thing, they say, could get up to a Cat 4 and then dropping back down before it hits approximately Wednesday night. But still, a 3 is a major hurricane. Nothing to sneeze at. The folks from the Rosen Hotels in the Orlando area are offering again the same deal they did last time, and it's $69 a night, and they are pet friendly. And in fact, they're not charging an additional pet fee. These are, I don't know what they normally go for there, but I know the Rosen's much more expensive than that. So it starts at $69, and they've got $99, $119, $139. But for people who want to get away from the coast,
there you go.
They've done, you know, I just passed that along because they're the ones proactive enough to send out press releases.
Yeah. Talked to somebody yesterday. They've got a venue in Gainesville, and they said their phones were going crazy yesterday morning from folks trying to. So I guess a lot of the hotels maybe that they were calling were already full, and they were getting calls going, "Hey, we need a room for a couple of days." So folks at least were, as you say, doing the smart thing and paying heed and getting out of the path, at least the direct hit if you live on the coast.
It is. You know, when we knew this thing was kind of stirring up a little bit, you know, Friday before we get off the air. And
right.
I was like, nah, it won't turn into anything. And it was not a prognostication. It was, please don't turn into anything.
Right.
Thanks to our friends at Radiant Credit Union, we'll continue to have, you know, severe weather coverage and keep track of Hurricane Milton. And it is... you know, it's heading in our general direction.
Kind of Tampa so far. That seems to be where they keep saying it for the last couple of days. But again, like you say, a little wobble here and there. And then that front coming up from the north could bump it down. And that's what's kind of protecting Georgia and the Carolinas, is the fact that that is up there. So it's keeping it down here.
And it looks, at least at this point, it is supposed to cut right across the state, which, again, like you said, will help the people out in Georgia, the Carolinas, and Tennessee. Right. But, you know, maybe not so happy for people in anywhere from Jacksonville all the way down to Palm Beach.
Yeah.
West Palm Beach.
Had friends heading out to Cedar Key yesterday to, you know, pull in their boats because they don't want those damaged. So they were bringing those in.
Yeah, that's...
They don't need any more water.
It's just so much work and everything associated in on the coastline. And then those people that are just, I mean, dealing with it, maybe even just the emotional impact of, you know, seeing something destroyed that maybe they and their family have so many memories tied into. I feel for those folks. Yeah. And then to go, oh, by the way, hey, if you did get lucky and it wasn't completely destroyed, guess what? Here comes punch two.
Yeah.
President Joe Biden ordered 500 additional active-duty troops to go to North Carolina to assist with ongoing Hurricane Helene relief efforts. They issued a press release yesterday in response to a request for the additional support. Governor Roy Cooper made that, the Democrat from North Carolina. He's their governor. And Biden ordered additional active-duty troops. And this is just a couple of days after he ordered up to 1,000 active duty troops to assist in delivery of food, water, and other critical aid, and to help, obviously, those affected by the hurricane. Wow. So, I mean, are we going to be doing this restationing of all the power line workers once again in Florida? Wow. They're like, hey, we like a trip to Florida once in a while, but, you know, not really working 12 hours a day.
I'm not even thinking about that.
Yeah. No, I mean, look, it's... again, there's no such thing as, you know, a dry run or whatever. It's real. Yeah. As I said to some people, I go, look, this is Hurricane Milton, not Milton Bradley. This is not a game.
That's true.
Don't you get how the game?
Game, Milton now, Bradley.
Yeah. So you really didn't listen to me the first time I told you a joke off the air.
Uh-huh.
Nick, I tried to practice this bit with him. He's not paying attention.
What'd you say, Bob?
He was looking for guns, I'm sure.
Guns, cars, guns in cars, cars with guns.
Stay focused. What? Hey, great fundraiser Sunday for Ronald McDonald House, and we've got another fundraiser that we're going to tell you about with some special guests. That's later in the morning. Stick around. 6:15, News Talk, 97.3 The Sky. Good morning. Welcome. And happy Monday. We'll make it great. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It is 6:21. Your top story, Hurricane Milton. What the heck?
Ugh.
It's Groundhog Day, whatever you want to call it. But here we go again. Mm. And as much as we want to blow it off and be complacent, absolutely not. No way. This is going to be a major hurricane. It's already blowing. Right now, thanks to Radiant Credit Union, severe weather check, 100 mile an hour, sustained winds, and it is moving east-southeast at 8 miles an hour. Possible landfall, you're looking at approximately Wednesday night. Everything we say is subject to change, as you know, but it certainly looks like a Florida West Coast landing and kind of Tampa Bay being pretty close to that center line.
Boy, they don't need that.
Give or take. No, they don't. A direct hit like that, no. I mean, nobody needs it, clearly, but you're talking about a concentration of several million people living in... So, all right, say your prayers and do your prep is the basic information on that front, and we'll have other stories to share. Also, Trump and his triumphant return, information on that on the way. But first, since we are the official radio sponsor of the Ronald McDonald House, there was a fantastic fundraiser that went on yesterday, and Greg, you attended.
Yeah, Club Synergy and Walker Furniture have an annual event, the Treat Yourself event, and that was yesterday afternoon, and what great crowd, a lot of great vendors. Betsy Pepin says hello. She was there doing a book signing, and great silent auctions. The sheriff stopped by, Emery Ganey, he came by to him and his wife, Kathy, just to kind of check in, see what was going on. And, you know, she had to peruse the silent auction, some great jewelry, you know, purses, that kind of thing.
So,
So, just a great day. Raised some money for Ronald McDonald House, and that's a lot of the board members were there and some other volunteers. Harley, who's been in the studio with us, she was there. And, of course, now we're ramping up, getting ready for another big to-do for them.
We are. We're going to have some special guests, Tom Brinkman and Mike Potipow, in the studio later on for the big Ronald McDonald House Oktoberfest celebration that takes place at Audi on Main Street. And that will be coming up. And this is where they fly a band all the way in from Germany, really, yeah, a Newpaw band.
They go for authentic, that's for sure.
Well, I took an Oktoberfest celebration at the World Equestrian Center over the weekend on Saturday. And it's open again this coming Saturday. And I got to tell you, just inside info, don't waste your time on any of the accoutrements as far as food and stuff goes until you've had your brat.
Really?
The brats were out of this world. Some of the other food stuff was okay. It's maybe a personal taste thing. But to me, I'm steering you just like a guy did when I came in. He goes, you want to get a brat before you get any of this other stuff.
That's funny.
He was right. It was great advice. So,
that's cool.
Yeah, I get to say hi to a few folks out there into. And, so that's going on again this Saturday. And they do have little activities and fun for the kids. You know what they had?
What's that?
A dachshund race inside
that's,
there.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
That's all. They're fast little critters. I don't bear it now.
They can move pretty well having little legs.
They can move them fast.
Yeah, they can.
He's a fast little critter.
It's called survival.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, through the years.
Yes.
Yeah. Nobody's chasing them now, I don't think.
Yeah. And back then they were chasing badgers. So there's that.
Really? They had to go all the way to Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Donald Trump went all the way to Pennsylvania. In fact, it was Butler, Pennsylvania. It was where, you know, the first attack where he was actually shot in the face. And back on stage, and he had an unmistakable message to fans and detractors.
Yeah.
Yep. That the man in the movement he has led since descending the golden escalator lives on.
Wow.
It was just eight weeks after the attempt was made on his life. The event firmly planted the America First flag in the war-torn turf of American politics. Defiant as ever, his resilience has been remarkable. And, he said, nothing's gonna stop me. Nothing is going to stop me.
Gotta love it.
Yeah. First, they tried to silence him, J.D. Vance said. He said, when that didn't work, they tried to bankrupt him. When that didn't work, they tried to jail him. And with all the hatred they've spewed at President Trump, it was only a matter of time before somebody tried to kill him.
Not surprised.
So, yeah. And really, the big takeaway, too, and I think this is one of the major compelling reasons why he did the event, was to honor Corey Compertori, the man who, you know, was shot directly and killed at that event. And he hailed him and his wife, Helen. The children were in attendance.
That's awesome.
He was a hero. He took and shielded his family from the shooter, sacrificing his own life. He was an incredible husband and father, a devout Christian, a veteran, a proud former fire chief, very respected within the town. Everybody knew him. Few men volunteer to run into fires, but Corey was one of those who did. He ran into fires.
Wow.
So, yeah, I know that's one of the things that the former president really wanted to touch on to make sure that, you know, there was something significant for his family to remember him by, and he did that in grand Trump fashion. All right. We've got a lot more to talk about, but really, number one thing is preparation for Hurricane Milton that is probably going to come ashore on Florida's west coast here Wednesday night in all likelihood. So you've got some time to prepare. I know you're a little fried, you're a little burned out, you're a little frazzled. Sooner you get it done, sooner you can kind of chill. All right. By the way, Tigers are playing today, 4:00 against the Guardians, formerly known as the Indians, if I can say that.
I'm not sure you can.
No disrespect intended.
Of course not.
All right. So hang in there, my friends. Don't forget the Bob Rose Show podcast, available for download anywhere where you normally get your podcast. Just make sure you click on subscribe and you'll be all set. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Good morning. We're making Mondays great. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here at 6:38. And yes, Hurricane Milton is for real. Blowing winds 100 miles an hour. That's sustained winds moving east-southeast at 8 miles an hour. Landfall predicted to be around Wednesday night. These are ballpark figures. Things can change, especially the direction of the storm. Predicted to be a major hurricane, 3 or 4. And then hopefully getting weaker before it hits the coast. Could have more of a shear, more dry air coming in. That could impact the storm and knock it down a little bit. That would be probably welcome. All right. But in the meantime, you got to prepare. Thanks to the friends at Radiant Credit Union for severe weather updates. We'll keep doing that. We'll stay on top of it. We'll try not to torture you with that. But we want to make sure that you know. Mother Nature doesn't care that we've just been through a boatload of crud. No, she doesn't care. So we have to care and do our due diligence. All right. And we are also, it is the 1 year anniversary date of the October 7th attacks on Israel. And it doesn't seem like a year has passed, does it, Greg?
No, not at all. It's if you'd said 6-7 months ago, I'd believe that.
Yeah,
but a year, man, it flies.
It is flying by. By the way, in case you went to bed last night, the Cowboys beat Pittsburgh 20-17. The Gators won Saturday night in the Swamp 24-13. They looked, especially in the first half, like a real daggone football team. So I know it's UCF, but still, that's better than not looking good, right? We face Tennessee.
Okay. And they just suffered a loss. The storm zone. What do they need?
After what you being ranked fourth, I do believe. Miami
storm zone. Yes,
Dolphins beat the Patriots 15-10. Jags beat the Colts 37-34. Did I get it?
What are the states in the storm?
Tigers play today. Major League Baseball.
Oh, Tigers. I think I've heard you mention them a time or two, maybe.
Taking on the Guardians of the Universe or something?
Yes, Guardians of the Universe.
How do you beat the Guardians of the Universe?
I don't know how you do that. Superheroes and stuff like that?
Yeah.
I don't know.
All right, LT Grays, do it. Nearly a week after verbal stumbles in the only vice presidential debate, Democrat Tim Walz used his debut campaign appearance on a Sunday news show to try to fend off criticism of his stand on abortion rights and own up to past misstatements. Fox News Sunday held the interview, reflected a broader media blitz by presidential nominee Kamala Harris. I'll get to that in a second. But basically said, I will own up when I misspeak. And
that's a lot then.
Well, misstatements pertaining to his military service, drunken driving arrest, infertility treatment for his family, and claims that he was in Hong Kong right before the 89 Tiananmen Square massacre in China. And he says, I will own up when I misspeak. I will own up when I make mistakes. But Kamala is going to be very busy. I mean, listen. Huh. Listen, it's October 7th. We've got less than a month.
Wow.
And it's over.
Wow.
And it's over. Hopefully it won't be over for America.
Oh, I was thinking the same thing when you said that. When you said it's over, I'm like, oh, I hope not.
Today is the last day to register to vote. Today is the last day. Please register to vote. I think you figured it out by now who you need to support. And get that done. It is critically important. If you're not registered to vote, if you don't, if you haven't participated, you say, oh, they all suck, whatever. No. Register to vote. Get this done. This is critically important.
Well, if the last hurricane wasn't a reminder that things can be disrupted, Milton should get your attention of why Bob keeps saying, get registered, obviously, but get out. As soon as you can vote, do it. Because we don't, who knows what can happen in a month?
That's exactly right.
So
get it in there and get it done while you can.
Yep.
Vote for Trump sign. Well, apparently it's a pretty big one. Was erected on an upstate New York building by a pro MAGA CEO.
Oh.
And there's been some legal action from the local government. They apparently,
what?
Yeah, it's hard to believe they don't like it.
I know. Trump sign? Come on.
Anthony Constantino of Sticker Mule, one of the most popular custom sticker companies in the world, installed a 100-foot-wide sign on top of the old Founds glove factory in the city of Amsterdam to celebrate American manufacturing and the triumph of the underdog against the insurmountable adversary. Let's all make America great, healthy, and happy again, he wrote on X. And then a complaint from the city obtained by the Post-Millennial revealed that local officials have accused Sticker Mule's pro-Trump sticker pack of violating codes.
Ooh.
And threatened fines if they do not comply. Yep, according to the complaint, Sticker Pack failed to get a permit for the sign.
Uh-oh.
And it exceeds the maximum height in the light zoning district.
Now, yeah, this is not like a banner hanging on a window. This is like large letters on top of the building, almost like if it were the name of the building or something. And so, yeah, it definitely stands out.
Yeah, what is that, about a 5-story building?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep, that or a little more, yeah.
City officials added that the newly constructed non-conforming sign must be removed immediately within 48 hours or face fines that will come 30 days after the citation. Oh, all right. Well, wait for 29 days and then take it down.
Yeah, they say you can actually see it from what they call the thruway there, the New York State thruway. And I guess it's bigger than it's supposed to be, and it's lit. So it's visible all the time. And it is huge.
Yeah. The Founds was a glove manufacturer that left my hometown when I was 2 years old in 1984, Constantino said, explaining how Amsterdam was decimated when the factory shut down.
Mm.
The Founds sign for years symbolized American manufacturing going to China.
Wow.
Yep.
There's some irony in there, isn't there?
Yes, there is.
Yeah.
It is 6:45. On a Monday, and we're going to make Mondays great, you're listening to the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy, live and local, on 97.3 The Sky. Making Mondays great on the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy. Thank you for supporting what we do. We really appreciate it. Top story, Hurricane Milton, packing winds of 100 miles an hour, moving east-southeast at 8 miles an hour. Landfall could occur around Wednesday night. That is a figure that can fluctuate along with the point of impact.
What's with these nighttime storms? Do we want to see them or do we not? Which is worse?
I don't. I want to sleep through it, personally.
I like the way you're thinking.
Yeah, that's me. But, I don't want to be abruptly awakened by, a large oak tree landing right next to me in bed.
Good point.
But, anyway, be prepared, my friends. Okay, be prepared. I know we're burned out. We're frazzled. We got to tough it out one more time. Okay? Take your protein pills and put your helmet on.
Oh, and we always say, test that generator. Make sure it's actually putting out power.
And when you go to bed Wednesday night, sleep in the tub with a helmet on and a chainsaw and water wings.
Wow.
That is my prescription to survive.
You are covering the bases, aren't you?
I'm trying.
Yeah.
I'm trying. All right. So, look, we prepare for the worst. We hope for the best. That's how this thing goes. You know it. We've been through it before. We're Floridians. Some of us have been here longer than others, but if you've been here a few years, you kind of get the drill, hopefully.
I was just talking to somebody even earlier this morning saying, I used to really be jealous of people that lived on the coast, and now I just feel sorry for them. It's like, they can't seem to get a break right now.
It really is interesting, the change in perspective.
Uh-huh.
Yes. They told us, buy EV. It'll save the planet.
Yeah.
They told us.
Yeah.
They don't pollute. They lied.
Well, yeah.
They told us you must buy an EV. We won't even let you buy a gas car in a few years.
Uh-huh.
Well, what do we have here? New information? You have hundreds of millions of lines of code inside a vehicle. We're talking computers.
Right.
We're talking about autonomous vehicles. If we are, it's even more. But the number of lines of codes in a vehicle continuously growing. That, according to Roy Fridman, CEO, Chief Revenue Officer for C2A Security. Okay, well, What does that mean? Well, in September, thousands of pagers and walkie-talkies held by members of Hezbollah exploded. The incident appears to have been the result of explosives hidden within the batteries of the device by Israeli intelligence service Mossad and the Israeli military, then triggered remotely. While the devices appear to have been physically modified, the incident highlights a security concern for electric vehicles. The vehicles have a number of safety systems to prevent the battery from catching fire, and the battery packs in the vehicles are much larger than any handheld device, right? Those safety systems run on software that can be hacked. When large lithium-ion battery packs catch fire, the result can be anywhere between a smoldering fire lasting months or something more explosive. So this guy, Roy Fridman, CEO and Chief Revenue Officer for C2A Security, they are an Israeli-based cybersecurity company focused on the automotive industry. And he said one automaker told him that the software that controls a motor has 2 million lines of code.
Wow.
And that's just for the motor.
We just kind of think of it as a mechanical device, even though we know it's electric. We don't think of it as a computer as much as we maybe should.
Yep.
So are you trying to say that the, just stepping on a limb here, that the code and the programs that prevent the batteries from overheating and catching on fire, if those were altered, I wonder, could it promote such activity?
Well, the more communication protocols you have, the more lines of code that you have, the more susceptible you are to being controlled, or things that could happen that would trigger events. Let's call it malicious.
Uh-huh.
And the Heritage Foundation released a report recently, included a proposal that Chinese-made EVs be banned. Be banned. That's right. Software to remotely disable cars already exists inside American-made vehicles. And the report argues such a tactic could be used maliciously by a foreign adversary. And then I can't imagine what the heavy rainfall, storms, and floodwaters do to these battery-operated vehicles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I was talking to somebody about kind of this whole thing the other day. It's and we think about it during flood season and floods. Careful about things that you buy in months to come, whether it's cars, even things like weapons, because things maybe have been exposed to salt water.
Mm-hmm.
If they were in a home or a business on the coast and all that water comes in. So careful what you buy. Make sure that it hasn't been damaged by the water.
Yeah, and a super good deal could be too good to be true.
Yeah.
Anyway, they said, look, there is ways in which a hacker, theoretically, can create a battery overload and disabled some of the protective mechanisms that's designed to stop such a thing. And other these experts in that high-tech security field tend to agree.
Well, think about that. Think what you could do if you could control thousands of electric vehicles on the road. And suddenly, I mean, you talk about, you know, disasters happening in cities, things, you know, incidences. What if you could cause that kind of a panic across the country?
Well, yeah. And think about some of the vehicles that are controlled, you know, autonomously already.
That's
and there's not even an operator in the vehicle. So, yeah, what could possibly go wrong there? I mean, there's not somebody who could try to override a system or you know, try to bring it to a safe stop or whatever. You know, you could hack in from that perspective too,
right?
And I know everybody gets excited, you know, technology is going to do this and going to do that.
It may do this and that. It may not be pretty
well
in the wrong hands.
How many have ever had a a home computer ever fail?
Oh, no. Their computers are flawless. We can just control everything in the world by a computer, Bob. Nothing could go wrong.
Right. Just double checking.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Hey, Adam Shifty Schiff. He claimed Sunday on NBC's Meet the Press that special counsel Jack Smith's new court filing was so close to the presidential election because of former President Trump's legal delays. Yeah, it's Trump's fault. How about, they don't really have a case, and they should just drop it.
Now, there you go.
Yeah.
Look at you and your logic.
Yeah.
You and your clear thinking. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, they don't. Yeah. No, they don't. They don't understand what logic is, I think.
No.
All right, folks, we need to be prepared. You also need to be informed. That's where the Bob Rose Show comes in, along with Greg Cassidy. Don't forget, you can download the podcast wherever you normally get your podcast. Click on subscribe. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.